From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 933rd broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight the singing ranger, Hank Snow.
I've got a tangled mind.
He's got a tangled mind.
I've got a broken heart.
He's got a broken heart.
Somewhere, I guess she thinks I'm dead. I'd go back home if I could clear my head. Crying, crying all of the time. I've got a broken heart. Thank you, friends and neighbors, and from the entire Opry gang, a great big welcome to another Grand Ole Opry.
Featuring tonight, Rod Brasfield, the Jordanaires, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, the Opry Square Dancers, and the whole Grand Ole Opry gang.
And our guest stars, the craziest thing that ever happened to the Grand Ole Opry, Lonzo and Oscar. Coming up right now, four fine fellows who always record a great song for Capitol Records and who always do us a great singing job. The famous Jordanaires and Sugar Ree, fellas.
I got a letter from my baby. Sugar Ree wrote me today. I got a letter from my baby. Sugar Ree wrote me today. It was the first one she wrote me. The first one says she went away.
Sugary, sugary,
sugary.
You know what you do to me. Sugary, sugary. You know what you do to me. Sugary, sugary.
Some paper. Then I sat right down to write. I got a pencil and some paper. Then I sat right down to write. I said I miss you in the daytime, but I miss you more at night.
Sugary, sugary,
sugary.
You know what you do to me.
Sugary,
sugary,
sugary.
You know what you do to me. Sugary, sugary, come back home to me. sugary, sugary. You know what you do to me. Sugary, sugary. You know what you do to me. Sugary, sugary. Come back home to me.
Yes, sir, the Jordanaires singing their real popular tune, Sugaree. Now, here is the shortest way we've ever found to insanity, Alonzo and Oscar. Fellas, I'll tell you, it's never safe, but it's always a pleasure to have you drop in at the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Mr. Snowball.
Incidentally, I hear that y'all are rushing out to do a show date right after the Opry tonight. Where are you picking?
That's right, Mr. Hank. We're going up into Armado, Michigan for the big fair up there tomorrow.
Yeah, hey, Lonzo, did you see the race today?
Race?
Yeah.
What race?
Human race. Got one on his end.
Hey, what are you laughing so big about? You don't belong to it.
Say, listen. Will you fellas settle down here long enough to do us a song?
We certainly will, Mr. Hank. Right now we'd like to call back to the microphone the Jordanaires and Miss Millie, who help us record this next song that we have out on Decca Record. One called A Fallen Star. A singer came from nowhere with the record of Old Pop, the fastest rising star of the year. He bought fine clothes and a Cadillac. He's gonna tear the world apart. Another came along with a better song and knocked him off of the chart. He's a fallen star.
A fallen star.
That's what he are.
That's what he are.
The twinkle in his eye. Drank a ton of coffee. He wrote songs both day and night, trying to find another one to pay. But after all that's said and done, it just don't work that way. Old hillbillies never die. Lonzo just fades away. He's a fallen star.
A fallen star.
That's what he are.
That's what he are.
The twinkle in his eye.
That this is a time that a lot of college fellas start buying back-to-school things.
So,
I want to tell all you pipe-smoking fellas to be sure to pack your new pipes with fine Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Hey, good idea, Rod Brasfield. Know why? Because PA is the best doggone thing that ever happened to a fella and his pipe.
PA's crimp cut.
That means it burns nice and smooth.
Yeah, PA's always fresh.
That means good, cool smoking, real smoking comfort.
And, buddy, PA's just plain tastes good.
Because PA treats tobacco in a very special way. PA keeps all the flavor nature puts in tobacco, but then perks it up to where it's even tastier, richer, and finer.
And you fellers who roll your own, all you need for a tasty, smooth-making cigarette is Prince Albert and an OCB paper.
Yes, sir, pipe smoker or makin's man. For real smoking confidence, real great taste, get Prince Albert. Well, sir, it's square dance time at the Grand Ole Opry with Chubby Wise fiddling away on the Gray Eagle. Let's everybody dance. Opry is known from Canada to Mexico, from Japan clear around the globe back to Korea. One of its trademarks is the song of faith. We always include a sacred song in our shows because we believe faith belongs in everything we do. Here's our sacred song for the night, folks, and we hope you like it. The Last Mile of the Way. If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall see the great King in his beauty when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way. You know, down around the record shops, like here at the Grand Ole Opry, there's a guitar playing fellow who records for the RCA Victor label, and I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. It's none other than Chet Atkinson playing Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone.
Thank you.
Ah, that's mighty fine, Chet, and thank you. You know, they say that every fisherman you meet is a great storyteller and a great teller of tales. Well, sir, we have a Grand Ole Opry star who is not a fisherman, and I'd put his tall stories up against anybody's. Let's say hello to Hohenwald, Tennessee's first citizen, Rod Brasfield!
Hank, I just seen the funniest thing happen down here at Market Street, down here at old Market Street where everybody sells something, you know, vegetables, apples, and everything.
Down out at the market.
Well, sir, there was an old woman standing on the corner there selling green apples.
Yeah.
And there was an Englishman standing there by her selling grapes.
Grapes.
And the way he was hollering out about his grapes is just a ruining that old woman's sale for a green apple.
What is it?
Here's how it sounded, old woman over here hollering, apples, apples, green apples today.
Yeah.
Englishman hollering, grapes. Gripes! Gripes!
Oh, Rodley. You'll do. Hey, incidentally, you know I've been thinking something. I've been thinking that as dumb as you are...
Dumb as I am.
Yes, as dumb as you are, you're going to come up here from that little old town, a hole in the wall down there one of these days, and you're going to come into this big city.
Yeah.
And one of these smart city slickers, you know?
Yeah.
Is going to bump into you like this.
Yeah.
And steal your watch.
Steal my watch?
Yes, sir, that's what's going to happen.
Is that
yes,
so?
Yes, that's so. Here's your watch. Here.
Hello. Thank you, Hank. Here's yours.
my. You know, I was thinking, I was going to ask you the other day, are you married?
No, I'm not married now, Hank. I have been.
You have been?
Yeah, I have been married 3 times.
3 times?
Oh, I'm a hog for punishment, boy.
I can see that. Well, incidentally...
Yeah, I've been married 3 times.
Tell me this, what was the trouble between you and your first wife?
The second one.
Yeah.
Now, Hank! You take my wife, you take my first wife.
No, sir, I ain't taking her at all. You keep her.
She was a big fat gal.
Was she?
Yeah, of course, I love fat women.
You do?
Yeah, they're so convenient. They keep you warm in the winter, and in the summer, you can stand in the shade.
I know what you mean.
Now, my other wife was right the opposite. She was, my second one was a little skinny, poor, frail,
little
puny thing.
Skinny one, yeah.
Yeah. She was so skinny, we went out here at the fair one fall, and she had on a white boiled dress.
Yeah.
And she got full of that red lemonade they sell out there. Yeah. She stood between me and the sun, and she looked just like a thermometer. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I tell you, they all passed on, Hank.
All
of them's gone. But as long as the Lord will take them, I'll furnish them for them.
Yeah, no doubt.
I run into a friend of mine backstage here a while ago from Hohenwald. I didn't know he lived up here in Nashville now.
You did?
Yeah, I hadn't seen him since we was kids together in school back there at home. Mm. And we got talked about when we was kids out of school.
Yeah.
Now, we'll forget one day, he was sitting right behind me, right square dab behind me.
Yeah.
And the teacher was writing on the blackboard with a piece of chalk.
Yeah.
And old Bill back there, he took a paper wad and shot it right in the back of the head with it. See?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
he ducked his head, and she looked around just as I looked up, and she thought, sure, I'd done it.
Did she?
Yeah, and she motioned for me to come up there.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, and I knowed what she was going to do, because she'd done did it before.
Yeah. Done it before. Yeah, you was that soldier.
Yeah, I began to prepare for war in time of peace.
Yeah.
So I took my history and my arithmetic and my geography and I shoved them down in the seat of my overalls.
Smart.
I went up there and she bent me over that desk and hit me with a board that had a nail in it.
Oh, Roger.
20 penny, boy.
No kidding.
That nail went into that history and declared war.
Yeah.
Went into that arithmetic and just cut an awful figure.
It did.
Went into that geography and it went through North America, South America, Panama Canal, and when it hit my hometown of Hohenwald, it just tore it all to pieces.
Say, before we go one step more with our Grand Ole Opry, Grant Turner.
Yeah, Hank.
Boy, daydreaming at night, huh?
I guess so. I was just thinking how everything changes, Hank. The season, pretty soon, no more summer. Leaves are going to change.
Yeah, but one thing stays the same, Grant, and that's Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Long as a feller is packing his favorite pipe with good Prince Albert, he's still enjoying the same P.A. freshness, coolness, and comfort that he had all summer long.
You're so right, Hank. P.A. is always fresh, always crimp cut to burn nice and even, always a comfort to enjoy, and always naturally tasty.
Ditto. For all you fellows who roll your own, Prince Albert and an OCB paper gives you a smooth-looking, smooth-smoking-making cigarette every time.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, now if you can stand it, how about another visit with Lonzo and Oscar? Hey!
Thank you again, Mr. Hank. Well, this time we've got an old-timer in here. We hope everybody will enjoy once more. One called Charming Betsy.
Yeah, let her go, fellers.
She be coming around the mountain, Charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, coolly. And if I never see you again, good girl, remember me.
Hello. Well, rich girl, she rides in a Cadillac, eh? Poor gal, she does the same.
Now, my gal, she rides in a T-model Ford, but she gets there just the same.
She be coming around the mountain, Charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, poorly, poor thing. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember me.
Now, look.
Well, rich girl, she wears the best perfume. Poor gal, she does the same.
Perfume.
Yeah, come on.
It's my time.
I know
it. Come on.
All right,
here
it
goes.
Now, you ain't nothing but a hell no. You ain't nothing but a hell no.
Wee food. I mean whoopee. I'm gonna say
yeah,
again.
Go ahead.
My gal don't wear hats.
Hey, what's the matter, Oscar? Are you choked? What's wrong with
you? Luther, you're gonna kick somebody's brains out directly. I swallowed a bug.
A bug?
Had my mouth open real wide.
Is that right? You want a glass of water?
Heck no, let him walk down.
No perfume at all, but you can smell her just the same.
She be coming around the mountain, Charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, coolly, cool thing. And if I never see her again, good girl, remember.
Stars, Alonzo and Oscar. You're enjoying your visit, fellas. Well, sir, this looks like RCA night on the offie, because here comes another picture star, the queen of the country piano, Miss Del Wood, doing Are You From Dixie.
Thank you.
songs ever recorded, I'd like to tell the neighbors about your Southern tour starting September 8th. Hank Snow, the Rainbow Ranch Boys, T. Texas Tyler, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, Jimmy Snow, and Mother Maybelle Carter, beginning September 8th, will be in Tampa, Florida. Then they go to Orlando and Pensacola in Florida, Biloxi and Jackson, Mississippi, Pritchard, Alabama, and Beaumont, Texas.
Thank you very much, Grant. We'd like to do a song for you now, one that we recorded back about 1954, and it goes like this. We hope you still like it.
I don't hurt anymore. All my teeth are cracked. No more walking the floor with that burning inside. Just to think it could be, time has opened the door, and at last I am free. I don't hurt anymore. No use to deny, I wanted to die the day you said we were through. But now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before. And it's wonderful now, I don't hurt anymore. No use to deny, I wanted to die the day you said we were through. But now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before. And it's wonderful now, I don't hurt anymore.
Sure is nice to sit back and sort of daydream about all the things you'd like to have. But it's even better to go out and get them. Yes, sir, when you get right down to it, most of us want the real thing. And that goes for cigarettes, too. That's why these days you hear so many folks say, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. You see, no other cigarette brings you the full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobaccos. So naturally, no other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camel's. No wonder more people today select Camel's than any other brand. Why not join them? Find out for yourself the difference between just smoking and Camel's. So good and mild. The finest taste in smoking. This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.